The reading is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, starting to read from verse 27. And if you wish to follow it in your church Bible, it's page 1032. 1032. After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. "Follow me," Jesus said to him. And Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, who belonged to their sect, complained to his disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answered them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning. So we are talking about how this is good news for everyone. Absolutely everyone. You, me, the dog walker out there, the man in the pub, the woman on the bus, everyone. Good news for us all. It's easy to say that. Hallelujah. Indeed, it's easy to say the message of the Gospels, that we people, we sinners, are saved by grace alone. And not just saved, but lifted up. Everyone, this is good news for us all. Verses 27 to 28. After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. "Follow me," Jesus said to him. And Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. Good news for everyone indeed. This is the point where Levi, who we met earlier, comes into the story. A story he'd go on to write, a story he'd go on to tell us, this good news. And he does seem a strange person to ask to write it. Tax collector, in modern speak, doesn't sound too bad. But there was more to the man who we saw earlier. As you gathered, he had done wrong. He took more than his fair share. He was a traitor to his people. He caused misery. He was an outcast. A rich outcast, but an outcast nevertheless. And then he becomes an outcast who meets Jesus. Verse 29 there in your Bibles. Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house. A large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. If you want a sign of how big the change was and how quick, it's here. Jesus in a banquet with Levi, the outcast, and crowds of other outcasts, just like him. This is before Levi, or Matthew, would go on to write his gospel. This good news for him and his fellow outcasts, because this is good news for everyone. Absolutely everyone. You, me, the travellers in the camp, the immigrants and refugees on the boat, the drug addicts in the shop doorway, the thief running down the street, the offenders in prison. Everyone. Good news for us all. Those who are outcasts to us all, those who are outcasts to our society, and it's good news for there are occasions where we are the outcasts. Verse 30. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law who belonged to their sect complained to his disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" If you found the Bible verse, if you found what is being said quite jarring, you would not be the first to people to find what is being said here difficult. The Pharisees said the same thing all those centuries ago, and over that time, many have said similar things to them. I know I have on the odd occasion. But this is good news for everyone, absolutely everyone. You and I, the dog walker in the park and the travellers on the adjacent field, the man in the pub and the drug addict in the shop next door, the woman on the bus and the thief who may have just stolen from her handbag, the prisoner and the victim, the immigrants and refugees and the people traffickers, those in crisis, all of them. Good news for everyone. And there is another final reason for this. Verses 31 to 32. Jesus answered them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." This is good news for us all, good news for everyone. For all the wrongs that people have done, that I have done, that we have done, Jesus does not condone them, but calls us to change and calls us to love. We all need this doctor. You, me, that dog walker, those travellers, that pub patron, that drug addict, the bus user, the thief, the immigrant, the prisoner, everyone. Sinners called to repentance, to change, to love and to help change others. This is good news for us all. It may be easy to say that. Maybe easy to say hallelujah in response. The message of these gospels is that we, people, we sinners, are saved and lifted up by grace alone. Everyone. Good news for everyone. Who are your outcasts? And if Jesus were here, would he be talking to them? Lord, as we consider your word and consider your good news for everyone, let us think about those who we can change and those who we can love. We pray and we hope for your guidance in this. In Jesus' name, amen.